The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you ever see a sign and it's so strange that you wonder to yourself, what happened here that this sign had to be posted? Raven producer Sean, my CVS has a pharmacy, and that's where I get my medication. And I will
all
say,
CVS has a pharmacy.
Well, okay. Right. Yeah, and it's always very, very busy.
Yeah.
And I will say, I don't think they're very efficient, but that's, it's, you know, it is what it is. I think you could probably argue that for everywhere you go,
sure.
Right? Okay. There is a sign that has been posted multiple places, and it says, if you exhibit any hostility to the staff, you will not be served. And I just, and I'm so curious, because like the interviewer in me wants to be like, so hey,
yeah,
hey, what happened that we have to post all these signs over here? But you know what I did notice about the signs? Because they're posted everywhere,
yeah,
I'm so nice.
Oh, like you're like, afraid to even speak.
I'm afraid.
Yes.
I'm like, how are you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. my birthday? Yeah. Oh, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
You know,
DMVs, RMVs across the country, like those signs have been up for a long time, right? It's places where oftentimes there's going to be interactions. People are emotionally charged. They're not getting what they need, right? Or why didn't the insurance do this? Or why didn't the doctor send this script? Or why haven't you filled this yet? So people get worked up once you put that sign up, right? It's a warning. It's like, you'll deplane. It's like, you know what I mean? We'll pull you off this flight. You're like, I just really need my antibiotics.
Do I have any questions for the pharmacist? Not today, but
nope.
Thank you so much.
Wouldn't dream of it.
For even asking me that question.
Would not ask you.
I was thinking, like, what is the strangest sign that you've seen posted somewhere?
You know, I see a sign. Rachel and I went on vacation recently. We went to visit her family. And I saw a sign that said, while we're driving, beware of cows. Not cow crossing, because at first that's what I thought. I'm like, you know, you see like deer crossing signs. It just said, beware of cows.
What are they going to do?
And that's what I said.
Yes.
They
do anything.
Like, did someone get like mauled by a cow?
Maybe.
Like, what happened?
You have no idea. You have no clue.
Yeah, one of the strangest things I ever saw was, you know, when you get to areas where people will be crossing and it's a deserted highway and they'll show like a family crossing the highway on a sign. But, you know, with road trips, talking about, you know, going and visiting people, I remember when I was road tripping one time, there's this place, Wall Drug. Have you ever heard of Wall Drug?
No.
Okay. Well, it's massive. It's huge. And it's also awesome. It's like a conglomerate of all these cool little, like, you know, convenience stores from back in the day where they have all this weird stuff, right? Just Google it and you'll see it. But here's the thing about Wall Drug. Wherever you're driving from, the signs are up for like 1,500 miles before you're there. God. And it'll say 1,672 miles to go to Wall Drug, and it'll have a photo of like one of the rooms and all this weird stuff in there. Like it was totally wild.
I mean, just give you a heads up.
Yeah, if you want to go see like the world's biggest ball of twine or whatever, like they have a lot of those things. The world's largest number two pencil. Wall Drug, it's only 1,408 miles to go.
It's funny. Jessica, how about you? The strangest sign you've ever seen?
So I went into our local pharmacy, and there was a big sign hanging over the counter that said, your husband called. He said you can buy anything you want.
I've seen that at stores, like, to be funny.
Have you?
Yeah. In Nashville. I think that's funny. I like when they're funny things that, are, you know, you're in on the joke.
Yeah. Yeah. If the sign is funny, I appreciate it more than the other one that's just trying to sell me something. I think of signs as being things to entice me in.
Right. Not to give you a warning, like don't talk back, don't make eye contact.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. The most unique sign you ever saw. It's the most unique sign you've ever seen. 1-800-330-9999. My CVS has a picture up, a framed sign that says, if you exhibit any hostility to the staff, you will not be served. And I find it terrifying, but I also want to know what happened that we have to put up these signs.
It's funny because there's messages all around us, right? Like even in this room, when I look around, there's signage. There's things that you could read from. But so much of it just goes right by you because you see it all day and night. A memorable sign, you'll hold on to that.
Stanley, what did you see?
Well, my last year in the Army, I was out processing, and I'm in the finance department, and the only thing you want to do is get the heck out of there. And there's a sign right there that says, failure to prepare on your part does not constitute an emergency on our part.
Well, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, so if you don't have your stuff in order, you're going nowhere, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you just want to get out of there. Of course, you have no idea what you're supposed to have in order.
Right.
They're just trying to get there, and then they tell you. It's not like the DMV where you got a website, and they're like, here's everything, all the documents you need, your social security card, everything.
Yeah.
You go back like 5 times, and all you want to do is get out of there.
Yeah. Typical of a government agency. Right?
Lane, what's the sign that you saw?
So I'm always laughing right on I-95, the pool company that has that billboard that says your wife is hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the big exclamation point after, your wife is hot.
With the, like, the lady sitting on the diving board in the corner. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's
effective, every day,
eye-catching.
Right?
We all know that the, like, I don't know what company it is, but I definitely remember
you know
that
the sign.
Yeah.
Right. Joe, what was that sign you saw?
So the most unique sign I saw, we were on our way to Oklahoma, and it said, do not pick up hitchhikers. They may be escape prisoners.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, at least it tells you straight up. It's like, here's what's up.
Because you're like, why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. I would not stop.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Anthony. Unique sign that you saw. What did it say?
Okay, it's in my barbershop that I go to get my hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Wi-Fi password. We don't have one. Act like it's the 70s and 80s and talk to each other.
Ah. That's
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
They have one. They just don't want to give it to you.
Right.
So they put
they don't
up
want
that
y'all
sign.
On it. Right. But they believe in the internet, too.
Luke, strangest sign you saw in a store.
A few weeks ago, I went into my local hardware store. And it's a place I go all the time. They've always had restrooms available. You could just go and use them, whatever. They had a sign on the front door that said, public restroom no longer available. You know what you did.
Oh, my gosh. Who did it? And what did they do? Something terrible, I guess.
Something terrible.
Something I don't even want to imagine.
Filthy. Horrible.
Was it filthy? It has to be, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things that I can think that fit under the category that I would ban the bathroom for public use, they're all filthy in one way or another.
Yucky, right?
Yes.
That's a... Now, they see, one bad person ruins it for everybody.
Yeah.